Paris is famous for many things: fashion, art, cafes, and revolution. And now it's created a new kind of revolution. The City of Light went car-free for a day on September 23rd to allow Parisians to stroll down the boulevards of the city center and get to the Eiffel Tower and Arc de Triomphe without choking on fumes. It's part of a wider attempt to fight pollution that now bans cars built before 1997 on the city's streets during the busy part of weekdays. We called up Hervé Lafif, a transportation expert in the Paris deputy mayor's office, to find out what the ban actually covers.
The new car ban will affect any vehicle with driving inside the city of Paris, from motorcycle to heavy goods vehicle. Since the 1st of last July this year, car manufactured before 1997 cannot be used in Paris from Monday to Friday between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Our target is to remove from day-to-day circulation all pollutant vehicles used for commuting, but people can still use old car during the weekend.
Now, how bad is the air in Paris? I know at one point a couple of years ago it had the worst air of any city on the planet, but to what extent has that persisted?
Today we have some survey which says that half of citizens of Paris are exposed to a bad quality of air. We know also for sure that every year 2,200 people are dying because of air quality. It's the third cause of death in Paris, just after alcohol and tobacco. We are not complying to European standards limits. Half of the citizens of Paris are largely above the European limitation. So we need to do something.
Now, how much of this air pollution do the older cars cause?
We know for sure that transportation has an impact on NOx emission and PM particulate emission. And for particulates, transportation is 60% of emission, and for NOx, it's 74% of emission. And we know that all these old cars are responsible for 5% of NOx and 3% of PM2.5.
In other words, the older cars caused twice as much pollution, kind of on average, compared to newer cars.
Yeah.
So how are these new regulations going to affect the environment, do you think? How much pollution can you reduce?
We know for sure that we will reduce emission of NOx and particulate matters until 5% above, but this is only the first step, and there will be other steps next year to ban diesel vehicle in 2020.
So no diesel vehicles at all inside the city of Paris by then?
Yes, that's the objective.
So how does the steps that you're taking in Paris compare to what other cities are doing in Europe?
We are quite late in Paris because since 20 years now, there is about 200 low-emission zones in different cities in Europe. Sometimes it's very big low-emission zone, like in London, where it's 1,700 square kilometers. Sometimes it's very tiny, like in some city centers in Italy. But today in Paris, what is different is that we are banning all kinds of vehicle, from motorcycle to heavy goods vehicle. A lot of other cities in Europe are only focusing on heavy goods vehicle or motorcycle or light vehicle.
How are people reacting to all of this?
Parisian people are very, very few motorized. Only 40% of households in Paris has a car. So a majority of population today is respiring a bad air quality, and few people are using cars and polluting. So even if some people are quite upset because they will not be able to use their car anymore, a majority of people are very happy that we are doing something against pollution.
So a minority of folks are making bad air for everyone right now.
Yes, it's something like that.
What kind of incentives is the city offering to help people comply with this?
We have two kinds of incentives. The first one for Parisian people is an incentive when we say to them, if you get rid of your old car, you can have some fundings for public transport, for buying a bicycle or an electric bicycle and things like this. We are not helping people to buy a new car. And for professional, for economic activities like plumbers, like delivery men and so on, we have some incentive to help them to buy more clean vehicles.
So what kind of exceptions, if any, are there?
There is some exception. For example, disabled people who need their car can use their car even if it's before 1997. For example, also we have vintage cars have special authorization to be used in Paris.
So what are the other actions that Paris has tried to limit pollution from vehicles?
There is a lot of action about mobility. For example, we have a very huge plan to promote the use of bicycles. We will spend 150 million euros until 2020 to create bicycles lane, to create parking station for bicycles. Today we have 5% people using bicycle per day. Our goal is to have 15% of people using bicycle. So we will triple the number of bicycle in Paris. Our plan is to remove some lane for car and replace them by lane for bicycles in order to make it more safe, more speed and so on. For example, if you know Paris, there is a motorway along the Seine River in the center of Paris.
Indeed.
This motorway will be closed for cars beginning next October. It will be replaced by pedestrian and cycle pace. We have also some projects about public transport with a new cable car, with new high bus transit inside Paris, and a lot of little things like this.
Hervé Lafif is with the Deputy Mayor for Transport in Paris, France. Thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you for listening to me. Bye-bye.